Today's shiur is the Masech the Tainus on Daf Chav Dalid. We will begin on the last line of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Before we begin our shiur today, which is a very interesting daf about various stories of the great Hanoim and Amoraim, I beg the indulgence of the listeners. As we're approaching the end of Masech the Tainus, I would just like to tell you a chiddush that I had earlier in the Masechta, and I would be remiss not to mention it before the conclusion of Masech the Tainus. I think, as the listener will hear, that it's a very important yesod that we should learn from our Masechta. I'm referring back to a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara there, if you remember, had a question as to how the winds are necessary for the world. And the Gemara says, how do we know that Hashem never holds back the winds, because without the winds the world cannot survive? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we're on the Gimel Amid Beis, around five lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Kra, ki ke'ar baruchas Hashemayim parashti eschem no Hashem. I have spread you out like the four corners of the world. And the Gemara over there said, my Karmel, who, what was the Navi Zechariah telling to Bnei Yisrael? I spread you out in the four corners of the world. Why does it say like the four corners? It should say in the Pasuk, bi arba meboile. Ela hachi kamer, kishem she efshal oilem b'lo yiruches, kachi efshal oilem b'lo yisrael. Just like it's impossible for the world to exist without ruches, because it'll get too hot in the world, so too the world cannot exist without Yisrael. So Rashi there in Daf Gimel Amid Beis says, divrei ha'maskil b'lo yisrael, she'ein oil miskayim ela b'shul yisrael, the world is only here because of the Jewish people. V'hachi amakra, ki kedalid ruches ha'shemayim parashti eschem, says Rashi, l'ruches ha'olam, kedeshi eschem, I spread you out to the ruches of the world, in order that the world should exist. Shenemar, says Rashi, a pasuk in Yirmiyo, imloi brisi yoimim v'layla, chukah shemayim v'artzei samti. If not for my Torah day and night, I would not have established the laws of nature. So, two questions here on Rashi. Number one, obviously, what the Gemara is telling us is that the word ruchos has two meanings. Ruchos can mean the sides of the world, the corners of the world, or it can mean the winds. So the Gemara says it cannot mean the sides of the world, the corners, because then it should have said be'ar baruchos. If it says ke'ar baruchos, it must mean like the winds. But Rashi, as he's explaining this, brings back that I spread you out. Says Rashi, v'achar amakra ki kedal ruchos shemayim perashti eschem l'ruchos ha'olam. The Gemara, it would seem, has gone away from explaining the word ruchos as sides of the world, and rather it means the winds of the world. And yet Rashi still brings in l'ruchos ha'olam to the four corners of the world. One question. Second question, why does Rashi bring the pasuk of imloi brisi yoimim v'layla chuk shemayim v'artzei samti? We're speaking about the Jewish people. Speaking about winds, Jewish people. Where does the pasuk of Torah come in? So the second question is very easily answered. That what does it mean that the world cannot exist without the Jewish people? It doesn't mean that the world needs our nuclear bombs and it needs our missiles. That the world could do without. What it means that the world cannot exist without Yisrael, it means it cannot, since the world cannot exist without Torah, and who are the ones who learn the Torah? That is Bnei Yisrael. So automatically the world cannot exist without Bnei Yisrael. The first question about the ruchos, Rashi understood as follows. Since the pasuk uses the word perashti eschem, I spread you out. So Rashi says, of course the pasuk means I spread you out to the four corners of the world. What the Gemara is saying, it can't mean that only. It also means like the winds of the world. Just like the world cannot exist without the winds, it cannot exist without the Jewish people. But implicit in the wording of the pasuk itself, Perashti Eschem, so Rashi understood, I spread you out where? As we say in Davening, that V'kapseinu Yachad me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. Or we say V'avienu L'shalom me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. So it's clear that what? That we are spread out over the four corners of the world. So the Rashi understood the Gemara to mean that not only does the word ruchos in the pasuk refer refer to the four sides of the world. It also refers to the winds itself. Now that we understand the Rashi, one last question remains. And this is the critical item I'd like to share with you. The question is, if it's necessary for the world to have Torah, and therefore it must have the Jewish people, like the winds of the world, why was it in fact necessary to spread us out over the four corners of the world? Why couldn't we stay in Eretz Yisrael and learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and the world would have a kiyum? The answer to this question is based, I believe, on Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner shares an important yisod with us in Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. Va'emes bilti shum safek klal, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Shem hoyo ha'olam kuloi mikotzev ha'ketzeyu, ponui chas v'sholom af rega achas mamish, me'a'esik v'azboin n'sholona b'toira, k'rega hoyo n'chorovim kol o'ilomis, el yoinim v'tachtoinim, v'hoyo la'efes v'sori chashom. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that if there would be a case that there would be 1 second in the Bria, where there would be no Torah being learnt, immediately the entire world would be destroyed. Imloy Brisi, Yoimam Valaila, Chukka Shemaim Vortsoy Samti. And he repeats this in Perek Chav Hei. And he tells a person, Ve'echlo Yislav Leva Adam Ba'aloysi Alibwe, Mizboinin Bezeo Inyan Anoira, Ve'tiplo Allah Ve'imasiv Apachel Labal Yisrap Bechashom Esk Atar Kadoshim Tamit. A person has to think every second, maybe this is the 1 second where nobody else in the world is learning. Kasha Yashbul Vavoy, Ulai Chasvishom La'es Kazoisharam Kula Mikotsevak and say upon you Lagamri, Me'esek Atar Kadosh, who built the Asaka, the Goin Libi Atob Zoe'es. If I'm not learning the second, Betara, Nechrovim Kololomis, Ukarega Sofagam Tomu Chasvisholem. So that's what he says, Kol Echad Mishrol Chayv Lomer, Bishvili Nivra Oilam. I could be potentially, possibly, the one who is keeping the whole world going at this time. Maybe right now, nobody else in the world is learning. The Sif Sechaim of Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, brings down that because of this reason, Rav Chaim Volozhiner was Mesakin in his yeshiva in Volozhin, that there were constantly Mishmoros learning Torah 24 hours a day. They were 7, 24, 365. Even Mitzoy Yom Kippur, there were, before some went to eat, there were others who were learning. Then they shifted. That he had in his yeshiva going constantly Torah, because chas v'shalom, if there's a second no Torah, there's no world. So I was thinking that perhaps Bavaneseinu Rabbim, as Doris Mismatis V'Holchais, Hashem understood that the world can't live without Torah, but if we're all going to be in the same time zone, if we're all going to be in Eretz Yisrael, or we're all going to be in the same time zone, it could very well happen that everybody would be sleeping at the same time. That's why the Rebbe Yisrael made different time zones. And that's why the Rebbe Yisrael had to spread us out. Jews today are all, literally, all over the world. The reason is, as one person is going to sleep in Eretz Yisrael, the other person is getting up in America, or vice versa. In Australia, they're getting up, in America, they're going to sleep. There is constantly different people at different times learning Torah, so that the Bria does not have a second without Torah. And someone later showed me that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Farber, who was the Av Bezdin of London, the Mechaber Sefer of Kerem HaTzvi, he writes in his Sefer, Siach Tzvi, this very pshat, and he says that's the pshat in the Pasuk, Goylel Or Mipnei Choyshech V'Choyshev Mipnei Or. And he explains, why didn't Hashem just make the whole world? He could have made the Bria that everybody should have Or and Choyshech at the same time. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to roll away the darkness for the light. And why? Because in the other part of the world, he rolled away the light because of the darkness. There has to be at all times light in the world. And he brings Reb Chaim Volozhiner as well. And then he says that's the pshat in the Pasuk, which says that the Navi says in Yeshaya, I gave my words in your mouth, youth, by learning Torah, which is in your mouth, you have the power to, as the Chazal say, a person who's Isaac and Torah, Ki'ilu atem mamidim es kol oilam. You literally are sustaining the entire world. Im loy brisi yoyim ala l'chuk shvayim loy tzoy samti. So this is the Pshat in Rashi. The world cannot exist without winds. It cannot exist without Torah. And therefore it cannot exist without Yisrael who learns Torah. And that's why I had to spread you out all over the world in different time zones so that there wouldn't be a second in the world that there wouldn't be Torah being learned. And therefore the world will have a kiyum. And now we can, having said this, I would like to begin today's shir. The last line on Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis, the third word, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Havashchich Kameid Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukras. Yukras is a place. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin used to learn Torah. He attended the shirim of Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukras. And Shafke, one day he decided to leave his Rebbe. Vosla Kameid Ravashi, came to Ravashi. And as we turn to Daf Chav Dalid Amid Aleph, Yoim Chad, one day, Shamed Kagoris, he heard that he was learning, and Rashi has two pshatim, who heard who. The first part of Rashi is that Rav Ashi heard Rav Yossi Bar Avin, and the second pshat in Rashi, and the second pshat seems to flow better in the Gemara, and that's how we will learn, that Rav Yossi Bar Avin heard that Rav Ashi was saying the following. What did Rav Ashi say? Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Hashoy ledag ben hayam, if somebody takes a fish from the sea, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, kiven sheyavish by kesel achayv, as soon as it becomes dried, like the amount of a coin, a sela, he's chayiv for what? Let us look into Rashi, the second line on top. Kiven the yavish by kesela, afal pishu mefarches, even though it's still flopping around, La'acher kein, uba'ochu mefarches, and while it's flopping around, ishlicha b'mayim, he threw it back in the water, yet that person is chayv mishum netilas neshama. Because of the, one of the lamed tes malachs, which is taking life of a living thing, shehi av malach, as we found in klal gadol mesech to Shabbos tafayin gimel, hashoichtoi is chayv vishach denam because of netilas neshama. So this is what Shmuel said, that if it dried up, it's out of the water that long, that it has a spot on it which is dry, as big as a coin, the person who did that is Chayav Mishum Netil Shama. Rashi goes on to tell us that it's speaking about that it's not Mechusar Tzeda. Because if it was, if you had to trap it and catch it, then if you did that on Shabbos, you're over because of one of the Lama Tes Malachas Seder. From our Gemara's Mashmur, you're only over Netilas Hashama, not Seder. So Rashi says that this person did what the fishermen do, and that is, he put it in, he caught it before Shabbos, he put it into a basket, where, and he was able to lower the basket into the water, so the fish stayed alive during Shabbos in the water, but yet he's already caught. So the person, the fisherman is not being over on Seder on Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, he took out the basket and opened it up, and then it became dry like a sela, and then he's chayav for Netilas Neshama. Amar Lei, continues the Gemara, so when Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin heard Rav Ashi saying that, he said to Rav Ashi, V'lei Mamar, why don't you add, Ubein Tzanpirov, that where is this dry spot happening between the fins of the fish? That is the place where, as Rashi says, the Lashon Devadai Loi Chai, that even if I throw it back into the water and it's flopping around, but if I see that it got this spot on it between its fins, of the width of a sela, then I can assume that it definitely will die in the water. So why don't you say that that provision? Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said to him, V'loi sover lo mar, dahi Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin Amra. Apparently Rav Ashi didn't know who he's speaking to. He was speaking to Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, and he says to Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, you're telling me to say, Bein Sanpirov, okay, good point, I forgot, but why didn't you mention who says it? As Rashi points out, Kala Oimer Davar B'Shem Amrei, Mevi Gula Loilam, don't you want to bring Mashiach? Why didn't you say it B'Shem Amrei? Amar Lei, Anon Ninhu, I am Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. So, Oimer Davar B'Shem Amrei is when you say it from somebody else. But if you're saying your own Shtickle Torah, then you're not Mechuyev to say it in the name of somebody else. Amar Lei, so then Rav Ashi asked Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, V'lav Kameid Rabbi Yossi Dibin Yukras HaVishchich Mar, didn't you used to learn in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukris? Amar Lei, Hain. He said, yes, I did. Amar Lei, my time is Shafkimar. V'asach, so why did you leave him and come to me? Amar Lei, he said to Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, responded to Rabbi Ashi, Gavra, a person, Dal Brei V'al Barte, Loi Chas, He didn't have any rachmanis. He didn't have any mercy for a son or daughter. Olai didi hechachayis. He's going to have mercy on me. In other words, I didn't feel I have a good relationship with the Rebbe. This is a Rebbe who, if something happens to me, he's not going to have mercy. A Rebbe has to have, he has to have not only teach Torah to his Talmud, but he has to have rachmanis for his Talmud. The Gemara asks, "Brei Mahi, what is this story that Rabbi Yossi, the Min Yukris, didn't have mercy for his son?" The story goes as follows. Yom Echad, one day, they hired, his father had hired workers, Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris had hired workers to work in the field. Nagalahu, night fell, he didn't bring them any bread. And apparently, the Gemara Bav Metzia tells us that feeding the employees depends on Minigam Makam. So either the Minig HaMakom there was to feed the employees, or they had made a beferish contract that the employees would be fed, and nighttime came and he had not brought any bread. Amru Lelebrei, so the worker said to the son of Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris, as the Bach tells us, the word is Kafninon. We are starving. Havi Tusitena, so they were sitting under a fig tree, and this fig tree had not yet ripened with its figs. Omar, so Rabbi Yossi's son, said to the fig tree, Te'ena, te'ena, hoitzi perisecha, v'yoichlu poli abba. A nest should happen, that your fig should come out, and let the workers of my father eat from those figs. Afiku, so it came out, a miracle happened, v'ochlu, and they ate. Adahachi v'yohachi, as they were eating, Asa avua, the father came, Rabbi Yossi came, Amar lehu, and he said to the workers, Lois in kitu bedataychu. As Rashi explains, don't be chayshed me. And as you're chayshed me, why didn't you bring us food before? You think I just did it out of negligence? No. The hide in the Haganah, this that nighttime fell, and I wasn't able to bring it till now because I'm mitzvah tachin. I was busy with a mitzvah. Vad hashtu, this ago, I took till now to finish that mitzvah, which apparently nobody else could do, and I had to wait till now to bring you your food. Amrulei, they said to him, Rachmana, Hashem lizba'acha should make you as full, ke'echad asban barach, just like your son made us full. In other words, don't worry that you didn't bring us anything to eat. We ate a great meal. We had plenty of figs from your son. Amr lehu mehecha, where did you have food from? I didn't leave any food here. Amru, they said, they told over the whole story about the son who had asked the fig tree to produce its figs. Amar loy, so he got angry at his son. Beni, you were matriach Hashem to bring out figs before its time. It wasn't ripe, and you asked Hashem to do a nes. You should be gathered into your people before the time, and otherwise you should die because you did such a thing. As we're going to see from the next story as well, Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris was very tough, and perhaps not correctly so, as we will see. And this is what he did to his son. That's what Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin said to Rav Ashi. How could I learn by such a person who's so... if I do something wrong, who knows, maybe I'm next. So I can't learn from such a person. Now, the question over here is, number one, what does it mean, hitrachta, you may matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it difficult for Hashem to make a nest? By Hashem, it's the same. The one who says that oil should burn, he can say vinegar should burn. It's the same thing to Hashem. So I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Izbi Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He said over the name of Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal in the Sefer Mishnas Rabaran. Rabbi Aaron says that once Hashem has established the Chukai Shemayim V'oretz, the way the Bria works, so Einachanami, it's considered a tircha for Hashem to do something. Of course Hashem could do it, but for someone to impose on Hashem to change the laws of nature, that's considered as if it were a tircha. On the other hand, we have found many times that great tzaddikim made nisim. There were nisim done al yidei tzaddikim. So Rabbi Aaron explains, those tzaddikim were living their whole lives l'mayla miderech hateva. A person who's living his life beyond the rules of nature, so for him, that's part of his lifestyle, that nisim happened because his whole life is l'mayla miderech hateva. So then it's not considered imposing anything against Hashem. But the son of Rabbi Yossi, the Minyukris, apparently wasn't on that level. The only reason the figs came out were in the schus of his father. So Memele, his father, said, you were considered to be Matriach Hashem, and that's why he was nifter. Brate Maihi, continues the Gemara, what's the story about his daughter? Havya le brato balashev, he had a beautiful looking daughter. Yoimachad one day, Chazi Yisala, who gave her to this person, Davikar Yabutsa, they was making a hole in the fence, Vikachazila, and he was staring at her. Amar loy, so Rabbi Yossi said to this man, Maiha, what are you staring at? Amar lei, so he answered, Rebbe, Im leloikha loizachisi, I wasn't able to marry her. Leroysa loyeske, I can't look at her. Amar lo, biti, he said to his daughter, biti kometzaris lehu lebriyasa, you are causing people to have tsar. And as you're making people have her hurim be over on averis by staring at you, shuvi laafrech, you should go back to the soil. In other words, you should die as well. Val yikashlu biyad b'nei adam, and people shouldn't come to stumble in sin because of you. The Marsha points out that Rabbi Yossi the Minyukris was very stringent, more than, for example, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had Sarah, and Sarah, we could say, was also in her beauty, Machshel, Paroi, and Avimelech, and yet we don't find that Avram punished his wife in any way that she did this. Paroi and Avimelech were supposed to guard themselves, that they shouldn't do any kind of an Avera. So, and yet we find this Rabbi Yossi, the Minyukris here, was so stringent. So apparently he was more stringent than he should have been. And as the Bach tells us, he adds two words here, V'chein Hava. And so it was that, in fact, the daughter died, and that's why Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin said to Rav Ashi, how can I learn by such a person who doesn't have Rachmanis on his own children? The Gemara says the story, another story of Rabbi Yossi Ben the Minyukris, Hav Yolei Ahu Chamer, he had a certain donkey, Kirahavi Egril Kol Yoyma, when they would rent out, he would rent out the donkey to people to use. So Laurta at night, Havi Meshadri Law, they would send back the wages for the schiras for this donkey, Havi Meshadri Law, Agra, the wages, Agaba, on top of the saddle of the donkey, Vaasila Beymor, and she would bring it back to her owner. The Itafi law, but if they paid too much, or a Batsri law, or they paid too little, Loyasia. She wouldn't move, the donkey wouldn't move, unless the exact amount that was required was put on her saddle. Yoimachad, one day, Inshu, they forgot, Zuga de Sandali, a pair of sandals, a law, on the Chamor, Veloyazla, she wouldn't move. Adisha Klunamina, until it was taken from her. Vahadarazla, then she went. So the Meforshim point out, the Marsha says, why, we have in the Chulin Dav Zayin the famous donkey of Rapinchas Ben Yor that he wouldn't eat from Meiser. Why don't we bring this donkey? This is also a fine donkey. That the donkey would make sure that nobody would be over on paying too much or too little. It's very nice. So the Marsha answers that the godless of the Chamor of Rapinchas Ben Yor is that the standards of her master she acquired. She wouldn't eat from Meiser, just like her master. Mashi Ankein, by this donkey, it doesn't say, this donkey might have eaten in fields that weren't her master, might have stolen, but she wouldn't make people be over on stealing. That's not such a godless, and Mimela, the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin doesn't mention it. Now the Gemara says another story about Elozer Ish Birta. Elozer from Birta, Kadhava Chazale Gaboy Tzaka, when Gaboy Tzaka would see him, have a toshu minei, they would hide from him. Why? They wouldn't imagine today a collector, he hides from someone, he doesn't want to take money from him. I don't think there is such a collector. The chol mai da have gabei yoev lahu. There's also not someone like Rabbi Elozer Ish Birta. Whatever he had in his pocket at that moment, he would give away. And as we're going to see from the Gemara further, he made himself mamish into an ani. That's why they hid from him, because he would give. You couldn't refuse to take every last cent that he owed. Yoimachad, one day, Avisolik Lashukah, he was going to the marketplace, Lamizman Nadunya Labarte, to buy a trousseau, and as the items that are needed to bring into a wedding, his daughter was getting married, Chazyu gaboy tztok. They saw him. Toshimina. So they went into hiding. Ozuli went verod basra. I ran after them. Amalui said, Ashbaticho, I'm demanding from you by the power of a shvua, you have to tell me, b'mai askitu, what were you, I know you're collecting for a good cause. What was the cause? Amrulede said to him, b'yosaim v'yosaima. We were trying to make a shidduch between a yosim and a yosaim. Amr lahen. He said to them, I talk out my daughter to marry also. Ha'avoida, I'm making a shvua. Shehen kaidman labiti. They come in the range of things. They come, their requirements are before my own daughter. Shokul kol da'avibadeh. He took everything that he had at that time. V'yovlu, and he gave it to them. Except poshle chad zuza. He left over one zuz. Zovin, and the Bach says it should be bay. Zovin bechiti. He bought whatever you could buy wheat for this one zuz. Ve'osek, and he brought it home. Shadya ba'achlaba. He threw it into the granary, the wheat storage place, the shed there. Asoy devisa, his wife came. Amr la labrati, she said to her daughter, my Isaac, what did your father bring home from the marketplace? Amr la, she said, the daughter said to the mother, call ma, I don't know exactly what he brought, but call ma da Isi ba'achl b'shadisa. I know, whatever he brought, he threw it into the granary. So she wanted to see the wife, what he brought. Asiya lemiftach bavad achlba. She went to open the door of the granary. Chazas achlba demal yechiti. She could see through the crack in the door that the shed over there, that storage house, was full from before it was empty, and now it was suddenly full. A ness had happened that it was full of wheat. Vikon nafka betzinora didash. It was coming out. It was so full of wheat that it was coming out from the hinges of the door. Veloy miftach. And the door couldn't, you couldn't even get the door open because of the pressure on the door from so much wheat. Oza brought to the Beit Midrash. The daughter went to the Beit Midrash. Amra Lei, she said to her father, Boy Ray, come and see my Osel Lechoi Hafcha, the one who loves you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what he has done for you. On my law, and he, she told him the whole story. Ha'avoida shvua harein hegdish alecha. You have to consider them like hegdish, which means that I'm going to give them all to aniyim. The ein lach bahen al keechad man yisrael. All you could have is like any other ani. So the gvuras ari is medayik from here, and also from the fact that the gaboy tztok would always hide themselves whenever they saw him, because he would give everything away. Then when he gave everything away, he mamish became an ani. Frank the gvuras ari, we have a gemoring subis that tells us that hamivazbeis al yivazbeis beushir skinu hamivazbeis al yivazbeis yoyshim mechaimish. You shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your possessions. And here it seems he gave everything away. He became, he told his daughter, "You're like now, you're like an ani, like everybody else. We have nothing. How could he go against the kanavusha?" The Gvurasari answered that from a Gemara in Erechin, we see that not everyone accepted that this takana actually took place. There were those who argued that in Usha they never made such a takana. And the Mela, this Elazar Ishbirta, was of that opinion, and the Mela, he was able to give everything away. The Ben Yoyada says, a different teretz, that he lived before the takana was instituted. Continued the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Who was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? He was a grandson of Rebbe, who we know also as Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and the word Nasiya means in Aramaic Nasi. He was the son of Ram Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's son is Ram Gamliel, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and the son of Ram Gamliel. And in this Gemara, he's going to refer to himself as Yehuda ben Gamliel. Gozer Tanisa. The Gemara now says various stories about tzaddikim who were gozer a tainis because there was no rain. Gozer Tanisa, boy Rachami, he pleaded for Hashem, davened for mercy that it should be rain. V'loy asa mitra, rain didn't come. Amar, he said, Kama ikka mishmula ramasi Yehuda ben Gamliel. Look at the difference between Shmuel ramasi and Yehuda ben Gamliel. As Rashi brings down, we find in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Yud Beis, that Shmuel, when there was no rain, he prayed for rain. So the Marsha explains Rashi that the difference is that Yehuda ben Gamliel made a tainus and was mispal with a whole tzibur, and it didn't work. Shmuel davened by himself, and it worked. Look at the difference. Or the Rashi and Tosfos that are found in the Ayin Yaakov explain that Shmuel was mispal at the time of Gishamim, At the time when there was not the season of Gshamim, and Gshamim came. And look at me, I'm being mispalled when it's the normal time of Gshamim, and still Gshamim are not coming. Oy loy lador shechein nitka, oy nebuch, to such a generation that it's been pegged in, and that is that we have to live with me, I'm the Nasi and I can't get rain. Oy loy lemisha also b'yom ha'kach. Woe to that person who has to live through such times where look at the difference between me and Shmuel Ramasi. Cholish daite. So he became depressed at his inability. V'asa mitra. And then the rain came. Because HaKadosh Baruch wants, like Nishbar v'nitkel ikim le'sivza. That's what Hashem wants. What does Hashem want from a tainess? Hashem wants you to lower yourself, to be humble. So apparently he had not yet been humbled. When he was cholish daite, when he felt bad and he was humbled, then in fact the rain did come. The Bay Nasiya, the house of the Nasi, Gazatanisa, they were Gazer Atanis. Veloi, Oidinu, Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish. They did not notify Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish. Letzafer in the morning, Oidinu, they notified Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish. Armelei Rishlakish, Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish said to Rabbi Yechon, Ha loi kabil no lan meurta. We weren't Mekabel. We learned earlier in the Masechta that you have to be Mekabel either B'shas Mincha or during the recitation of Mincha of the day before. We didn't do that. So what did he answer? He was saying, like, we shouldn't have to do the fast. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, Amar Lei, Anan Basrayu Garurinan, as Rashi says, Ukimi Shekibal Noleinu. We go after the Nasi, we're totally on them. If they decide to do it, then automatically it's considered as if we were Mekabel at Mincha time to fast, and therefore we have to fast. So the Gvuris re-asks, we learned earlier in the Masechta that if somebody comes from a city where they don't fast to a city that fasts, he's supposed to fast. He has to keep the minig of Makom. Hey, if I'm in the city itself, here Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish, we're residents of the city. If everybody else is fasting, what was Rishlakish's kasha? I wasn't Mekabel, but everybody else is fasting. Of course you have to fast. Answers the Gvuris re, two terutzim. Teretz number one is that Avada, he knew Rish Lakish, you have to fast. His question is, do we have to say Aneinu? The din is that if somebody comes from a city that isn't fasting to a city that fasts, he has to fast with them, but he doesn't say Aneinu. So his question is, since we, Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish, were not notified, and we were in Mekabel, Avada will fast, but do we have to say Aneinu? His answer was that you go after the das of the Bei Nasiya. The Bei Nasiya was Gezer Tainus. It is as if you accepted it, therefore you do have to say Aneinu. Another teretz that the says is that Rish Lakish was asking that perhaps nobody in the city has to. That was his question. If the rest of the city is fasting, we're going to have to fast also. But I'm challenging, since nobody was Mekabel Tainus the day before, maybe the whole city shouldn't fast, including us. Rabbi Yochanan answered, no, we all have to fast because we go after the das of the Bei Nasiya. Continues the Gemara, the Bei Nasiya, the house of the Nasi, goes to Tanisa v'lasa mitra. They were goys, retires, no rain came. Tanuluhu Oishia Zeira, the young Oishia, the Minchavrai, he was the youngest of the whole group. Rashi says, what is important for us to know that he's the youngest of the whole Chabura, because there were apparently was another Zeira there who was not the youngest. So we want to distinguish which Zeira exactly is going to say the following. He brought a pasuk in Bamidbar concerning when Bezdin makes a mistake. If the leaders of the call, Nesel Shkoga, the Shogeg happened because of the mistake of the leaders of the Kehillah, that's when you have to bring a Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur. So he says that there's a problem here. The rain is not coming because of the Einei Ha'eda, the leaders of the congregation. Marshall, it's an example, Lakala, to a bride, Shehiba Beisavia, she's in her father's house. Kozman Sheinei Yafais, if her eyes are pretty, ain't called Gufa Tzricha Badika. You don't have to check anything else about her, because if her eyes are good, then the rest of her body is good. And now Trutois, which Rashi and Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph explains, if her eyes are weak, or Rashi's Girsa here is not Trutois, but Rashi has a Girsa, ain't Neha Yafois, if her eyes are not beautiful, then Kol Gufa Tzricha Badika, then her whole body has to be checked out. She might be sick besides her weak eyes. So what was he trying to say? He was trying to hint that had the nasi, the bay nasiya being out of a high stature, then Hashem wouldn't have had to check the maisim of the rest of the kehillah. But Vibat, the head of the nasiya, were not out of a high stature. They were found wanting. Memela, Hashem already checked everybody else out, and he found them wanting as well. Memela, there's no rain. So when the bay nasiya heard how he, apparently he had insulted them, also of them, so the avodim of the bay nasiya came, v'ramalei sudra b'tzavar, they threw around his neck a kerchief, v'kametzarlei, they started pulling on it, they were like punishing him for what he had said. Amru lehu b'nei masya, the people of the city said to the servants of the bay nasiya, shafke, leave him alone. In the past, he said derogatory things against us also. But when we saw that whatever he says, he means for the sake of heaven, we never chaperoned with him. The guy means it sincerely. He's not just trying to make us feel bad. He means it sincerely. We used to leave him alone. We didn't bother him. So you also don't bother him because he means it l'shem shemayim. Rebbe Gazar Tanisov Leosimitra. Rebbe Yehuda Nasa was once Gazar Tanis and no rain came. Nachis Kamei Ilfa, so Ilfa went down. We know that they used to Mimamakim Krasich Hashem. You have to call Hashem from the depths. You have to, as Rabbi Heinemann Shul in Baltimore has, the Shlich Tzibber actually goes down a few steps. He's not on the level of the rest of the Tzibber. Nachis, they used to go down in davening, as Rashi says, in front of the Teva, in front of the Amid to daven. Who went down? Ilfa. V'amru la some say, Rebbe Ilfi. Rebbe Ilfi went down. Omar Mashiva Ruach. He said in the Shemoneh Esrei, the loud Shemoneh Esrei, the words Mashiva Ruach, v'nasa zika. The wind blew. He said the words Moirud Hageshem, v'asa mitra, and the rain came. And Marshall points out, it's not that Rav Ilfi or Ilfa were greater than Rebbe, but the pshat is, the door then didn't need to come on to the schus of Rebbe. And it was enough, sufficient, Ilfa or Rebbe Ilfi. Omar Leh, when Rebbe saw this, he saw he's a great man, Rebbe Ilfi or Ilfa. My Ovdach, what deeds have you done in your life to deserve such a thing? Omar Leh, he responded, Darna, I live Bekusta Dechika, in a village, very poor village. The Les Bechamer, they have no wine, Lekiddush Rav Dalta, for Kiddush Rav Dalta. Tarchina, and I matriach myself, I bother myself, Vasina Chamer, I bring wine, Lekiddush Rav Dalta, Umafikna Lehu Yidecha Vesayu, I am Yotzi them, the Chov, that they have to have Kiddush for wine and Rav Dalta. And that it was the schutz that he was able to bring rain. Rav, the Gemara says a story about Rav. Ichlal Huasri, he came to this land. Gozer Tanis, there was no rain. He was Gozer Tanis. Loyosimitra, rain didn't come. Nachis Kameh Shlich Lisibur. Shlich Tzibur went down to Davin. Amr Mashruch, he said, Mashruch Venashav Zika. Again, the similar to the story we had before. The wind came. Amr Marda Goshem. Evasimitra. And the rain came. Amr Leh. So Rav said to this Shlich Tzibur, my Uvdach, what are your deeds? Amr Leh. Nikri Dadika. No, I'm a Aleph Beis Rebbe. I teach in the lower grades Torah to children. Umakrina lebnei aniye kmei atziri. I don't show favoritism. If somebody pays me money, I teach them. If somebody doesn't pay me money, I teach Torah to the poor and the rich alike. The chol d'loy efshalei, who doesn't have money to pay me, he has no tuition to pay. Loy shakil nimenei midi, I don't take anything from him, I still teach him. And not only that, but sometimes I even spend my own money. The isli pay redikavri, I have fish ponds. The chol man de posha, and any child who is not learning, he doesn't want to learn. What do I do? Mishach din ole. I bribe him. Minayu. I take a, you want to have a little, goldfish here? I bribe him to learn by giving him the fish. Umisadrin ole. I prepare it for him. Umafaisin ole. And I appease him. Abdo asavikari. Until he comes and learns. I just heard this Mitzvah Shabbos from Rabbi Rucham Olshin Shlita, the Rashiva of Yeshiva's, base manager boy in Lakewood. He said over a Myridic story that fits into this Gemara from, Morin Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, that there was once an asif in the house of Rav Shach, and very chashev manhigim were there, they're waiting for Rav Shach. All of a sudden, a man comes with a boy, and he asks, can I go into the reshiva just to get a bracha? I know you're here for an important asifa. It'll take a minute. A minute? They let him in. A half hour goes by, three quarters of an hour go by, an hour goes by, he's still not out. Finally, he comes out. They ask him, you told us a minute. He says, you're right. I went in for a minute of bracha, but the reshiva asked the boy, do you have a geshmak in learning? And the boy said, no. So the reshiva took out two gemaras. He sat down. This was already when Rav Shach was in his elderly years. And the reshiva taught him line by line the gemara. And at the end of that hour of learning with Rav Shach asked him, do you understand? And he saw tears in the boy's eyes. He asked, what are you crying about? He said, this is the first time in my life that I understood a gemara. And he had such joy, it was tears of joy. So Rav Shach came out then, and Rav Shach said to the tzibber, I'm not feeling well. I said, this boy came to me, and I asked him, do you enjoy learning? He said, no. He had a din of a chayil l'sheyesh by sakana. Who knows if I would see this boy ever again? I had to encourage him in learning. We'll have to make that sifa tomorrow. I can't do it. So Rav Shach felt that to get one boy who was turned off from learning, that he should be turned on, that was more important than this very important asifa that had to take place. This is similar to our story here, where this Melamed Dardiki made sure that every child would learn, no child left behind, every child would learn Torah, and that was his chus to bring the rain. Rav Nachman Gozer Tanisa. Rav Nachman was Gozer Tanis for rain. Boy, Rachman Velasimitra, no rain came. Omar Shaklula Nachman Chavuti Min Guda. Take Nachman, he was speaking about himself, and throw him down from on top of the wall, Laura, to the ground. In other words, I'm a good for nothing if I can't get the rain. Cholish Daite, again, he didn't feel good about himself. And then, Vasa Mitra. Then the rain came, because he came to the right level of Anivas, that should warrant Hashem giving him the rain. Rabba Gozer Tanisa Boy Rachman Vasa Mitra. No rain came. Omrule, they said to Rabba. Vaha Rab Yehuda, ki have a Gozer Tanisa Asa Mitra. Why are you worse than Rab Yehuda? When he was Gozer Tanis, rain came. Omar Lehu, he said to them, my Avid, what should I do? If it's because of learning, we learn better than Reb Yehuda. Why? The Bishani, the Reb Yehuda, in the years of Reb Yehuda, called to Nui everything that they learned as we turned to Daf Chav Dal Ramad Beis B'Nezikin Ave. It was only in one Seder of the Shishidri Mishnah, which was Nezikin. Va'anan komasninam b'shitin sedar, and we learned Shishidri Mishnah. So we learned better. And I'll show you another proof we learned better than Reb Yehuda. V'chiavimat to Reb Yehuda, when Reb Yehuda came, Ba'uktsin. Or as the Tzlach in Masech de Bracha says, actually this is not in Uktzin. As you see on the side of the Masar Shas, it's in Taharis. But it refers to the Inyan of Uktzin. When he came to the Inyan of Uktzin, Ha'isha Shekoyveshes, Yerek Bekedera, a woman is preserving a Yerek in a Kedera in a pot. In other words, she's getting out all the water. She is preserving it. The question that these two Mishnais that we're going to learn about is discussing is Yodais, that a handle, a stem, or a leaf of a vegetable could be a conduit for tuma to the peri. If you lift up the leaf and with it comes the vegetable, or you lift up the stem and with it comes the vegetable, then that is a yad. So although the leaf and the stem itself is not edible, and it's not a darvish makabel tuma, but if it can lift up with it the vegetable itself, then it can bring tuma from the outside through the leaf or stem into the vegetable itself. That's the halacha that he was learning. Va'amrila, some say, which Mishnah was it? Not the Mishnah in Taharis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, but the Mishnah in Uktzin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, which is Zaysim, olive, Shekishan, that they were preserving, the Tarfein, with their leaves, Tahirin, our Torah. They do not conduct Tumah. Why? Because the leaves get soft, and you no longer can pick up the leaf, and with it, the vegetable. Therefore, they are no longer considered Yadits, and therefore Tahirin. They're Tar. Does not conduct tumah. Omar, when he learned these two mishnayos, he said, "Havaya de Rav Shmuel Chazinach." I see and hear the deep analysis of Rav and Shmuel, and Rashi says, "I don't get it. I know there's big Torah over here, deep Torah. I don't understand it." So what do we see? That Rav Yehuda's learning wasn't on such a... He didn't learn quality-wise not so great, and quantity-wise he wasn't so great as us. Va'anan and us kom asninim ba'uktzin tleisir mesifta. We have 13 different yeshivas that are learning. Or others say, as a result of 13 yeshivas, we have 13 different mahalchim in the sugya. We have 13 different approaches how to understand this. So we're way ahead of him in learning. But Ve'ilu Rabbi Yehuda, Ke'avisholav Chad Misana, when he would take off one shoe, even at a time where there was no tainess that you had to take off your shoes, but he wanted to be Mitzar himself, so he would take off one shoe to be Mitzar himself during the as he was requesting rain. Asi Mitra, as soon as he took off one shoe, was enough that rain should come. Vanan, Katzachachin and Kuli Yoima were shouting to Hashem a whole day. Lelekech Da'ashuk Chabon, and no one listens to us. So learning, it's not the reason because of learning. Imishum uvda, if it's because of an aveira that perhaps I did, iyikad chazimidi, if somebody saw me do something wrong, lema, tell me, I don't think I did anything wrong. You know what I attribute it to? Avama yasa gedoyli ador. What should the leaders of the generation do? She'ain doiron chayme yafa. If you look, doime yafa. If you look at the door, the generation that we live in, unfortunately, they're not on a high level. It's not us, the leaders here. He was blaming it on the people. Actually, this same Gemara, or similar, is found in Brachas Dav Chaf. There, the Shaila was posed from Rapapa Tabaya. Why were the earlier generations, they were Zolcha to reign, and we are not Zolcha, even though we're greater than them in learning? Just like the Gemara here tells us, and Abaya's answer was different than our Gemara. Kamoi avikom masrin of shai or kedushas Hashem, because the earlier generations were moishin nefesh on kiddush Hashem, and nam loy masrin of nefesh on kedushas Hashem. We could be bigger in learning than them, but they were moishin nefesh or kiddush Hashem. The Gemara there says a story to prove it, and we were not moishin nefesh on kiddush Hashem. Therefore, the rain does not come. Rabbi Yehuda Chaza Hanabe Trey saw two people. Davikoparzi Berift, they were fooling around with bread, as Rashi says. They were throwing it from one to another. Omar, he said, Shmamina, I see from this, Ikisovibalma. There's plenty of food in the world. There's so much food that people can actually play with food. Yoav Ein, the people don't appreciate the abundance that they have from Hashem. He put his eye, he looked, and have a kafna. This was the power that these tzaddikim had. He could bring hunger to the world. Amrulei Rabban Rav Kana, after a while, when things got very desperate, the Rabbanan said to Rav Kana, Bered Rav Nechunya, the son of Rav Nechunya, Shamei Dimar Debach Putzin, he was the Shamis of Rav Yehuda, the Shechiyah Kameh, he very often went to a service, Rav Yehuda, Ne'ase, cause him, the Lepech Bepischa, the Samach L'Shukah, apparently there were various doors that he could leave his house from, make him go out, cause him to go out from the door that's closest to the marketplace. So even though, as the Marshal explains, he knows there's a hunger in the world, but ain't a dime of Shemiel Aria. If he'll see it and he'll experience what the people are going through, so maybe he will rescind the gzera of hunger. Asya, so he caused them to go out that way. V'nafak l'shuk, he went into the marketplace. Chazer knufya, he saw a crowd. Amar lahu, Rabbi Yehuda said to them, my high, what's this whole crowd about? Amru le, they said to him, akuspe de tamri kaimi. There's a container of dates. It's going to be sold. We're all waiting here just to get at this one container of dates. That's how serious the hunger is. Amar, he said, Shmami, no, I see from this. Kafna biyama, there's a serious hunger in the world. Amar le l'shame, he said to his Shamis, Shloifli Masani, take off my shoes. Shloifli Chad Masani, took off one shoe. Vasa Mitra, rain came. Kimatul Mishra Lachrin, he wanted to take off his other shoe, that it should be abundance of rain. Asa Eliyo, Eliyo came. Va'amalei, and he said to Rav Yehuda, Amra Kadish Baruch Hu, Ishafta Chrin, you take off one more shoe. Machrivna La'alma. It's, in other words, you already were Matriach me. So the first shoe to be Matriach me for some rain, fine. But tafasta ribaloi tafasta, don't get carried away, I'm going to destroy the world if you're matriach me for a second shoe. And others learn that he didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to be discomforted by having to take off another shoe. It's bad enough that you had to come to take off one shoe, I don't want you to suffer by even taking off another shoe. Amar Rav Mori Barod Bashmul. Rav Mori was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. I was standing that day when Rabbi Yehuda took off his shoe, and I was standing Aguda Dinahar Papa. I was standing on the river bank, which was called the River Papa. Chazoy Lamalachi, I saw angels. The Idmu Lamalchi, they were compared to sailors. They called Maisichal, they were bringing sand. Umalinu Larbi, they were putting it on boats. And when they put the sand in, Vahava Kimcha Desmita, it became very fine flour. And the Bach puts in here, not Amar Lehu, but Va'amina Lehu, I told them, don't buy from these sailors. The Maisa Nisimu, and as Rashi points out, we had this before, And that is why, by the way, on Amud Aleph, when we had that story about Rab Lozer, that the whole house, his whole shed became full of wheat, he says, I'm giving it to Tzedakah. So Rashi says, because he didn't want to have Hanoah from a Maisa Nes. The same point is over here, Rashi brings down. He was telling, this is a Nes that happened. Don't buy, a person should not have Hanoah from a Maisa Nes. The Maisa Nisnenhu. Lamacher the next day, Asin Arbe, boats came, the Chiti of wheat, the Parzina is a place, or the Orech has on the side, boats of Arznoi, which means orez, rice, boats full of rice came, and the hunger was over, and this was a natural thing. Rava ikla agrinya. Rava came to agrinya. Gazer tanisa. He was gazer tanisa. There was no rain. Veloy asumitu. The rain still didn't come. Amar lehu. He said to the people, Bisu, stay overnight with your tanis. Kuli amu tanisaichu. Lamacher the next day. Amar lehu. He said to them, Mi ikka de chaza chilma. Did anybody here see a dream last night? Lema, tell us what you saw in your dream. Amar lehu. Rav Lazar agrinya. Ledidi akrun. They caused me to say in my dream, Bechalmi, Shalom Tov, good greetings, the Rav Tov to a good Rebbe, Meribun Tov from a good master, the Metuve Meitiv La'ame, from his goodness he gives good to the world. Now, is this referring to Rabbeinu Shalom? Amar, so Rava said, Shemaim, now we see Ace Ratzanu, that's why you had this dream, it's an Ace Ratzanu, Meboy Rachmi, Davin, and Hashem will give rain. Boy, Rachmi Vasmitra, and the rain came. Hahu Gavrid, who is this man? The Chayiv Nagda Bebedina de Rava. He was Chayiv Malkus in the Bezdin of Rava. Mishum de Baal Kusses, because he had relations with a Gentile, which a Jew is not allowed to have. Nagde Rava, Rava gave him Malkus. Rava said that that's the onish for what he did. Umis, and as he gave Malkus, the man died. Ishtema Milsa Beishvor Malka. This matter was heard by King Shapur, who was the Persian king of that time. Bol Tzuri LaRav, he wanted to punish Rava. Amrule Ifra Hurmiz, his Ime, the Shvor Malka, the mother of Shvor Malka, whose name was Ifra Hurmiz, as Rashi explains, Ifra means Chain. The beauty of Hurmiz is a shade. She had the beauty of like a witch, the beauty of a shade. And but she liked Rava, and she wanted to save his life, because the king was going to kill him. Loyla Heviluch Esik Dvorim Bahadi Doi. Don't start up with the Jews, she told her son, the king. The Choman de Boin Memorai, whatever they want from their master Hashem, Yoavlu, he gives to them. Armel Amahi, give me an example. What does Hashem give them? Boin Rachmi Basmidr, she said, if they don't have rain, they ask Hashem, and he gives rain. Armel Loy said to her, Hahum Hashem de Zimna de Mitrahu. Because he gives rain when it's the time of rain. It's not because Hashem gives it. It happened to rain then, because that's the rainy season. El Leboy Rachmi Idna. Let me see if they can get rain now. Bitkufas Tavis, it's the summertime when rain doesn't come. Vilaisi Mitra. Let me see him bring rain now. Shochalesh sent a message to Larava. Kivan Daita, concentrate. Uboy Rachmi, ask Hashem for mercy to have rain. Vilaisi Mitra. Boy Rachmi, Vilaisi Mitra. Rava asked Hashem, davening, rain? No rain. Armor the front of he said to Hashem, Rabbi Shalom. It's a pasuk says in Tehillim, Elikim Baznenu Shamanu. We heard with our ears. Avasenu Siplanu. Our fathers told us the story. That what Poel Paal to be may and be may kedem. That, as Rashi explains, you did great nisim in their times. Vaanu Baraspe, Nenu Larinu. We never saw these nisim. And then when he said that, and as he's saying to Hashem, show me your nest today. Asa Mitra, in the summer, in non-rainy season, the rain came. And it came so much, Adeshafram, obviously, the gutters, the Tzipore, Ladiglas, to the Tigris River, the river Chidekel, Rashi says, or also known as Diglas. It rained in from the gutter, it overpoured into Diglas. The Mesaras Hashas says it's not Tzipore, not the gutters of Tzipore, because Tzipore is an Eretz Yisrael, and this is taking place in Bavo, but rather it should say Dimechuza, which was the city where Rava lived in. Asa Avua, his father came of Rava, Ischaze Le Bechalme, he appeared to him in a dream, Va'omale, and he said to him, Mi Ikud Mitra Kamishmar Kuli Hai, why were you Matriach Hashem so much? In other words, you really didn't need the rain. All you were using the rain for is to prove what you could do. That you shouldn't have been Matriach Hashem for that. Amale, Shani Duchtech, change where you're sleeping at night. Shani Dechte, he moved to another bed. Lamacher, the next day, Ashkeche, he found the Mirsham Parayu Besakina, that his bed was marked with knives. In other words, there were slash marks. The shade him had tried to kill him, but when a shade is sent to kill somebody, he only has power to kill him in his original spot. Once the person moved, that's what the father was protecting him from, then the Sheit has no more authorization to kill the person. This Gemara is, by the way, Rashi first tells us that we find the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kufel Amud Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rava was called Rava Nozov, Rava who Hashem was angry at. And Rashi says, Loi Matsinu Loi Nezifa B'chol HaShas El Abazeh HaMaisa Kishabike Shaksham and B'tamas Shaloi L'tzarech. The only place in Av Shas that Rava did something wrong that Hashem should be angry at him is this Gemara where he asked for rain when he wasn't supposed to. This Gemara is the source of a big battle between a father-in-law and a son-in-law. And they are the Bach with his son-in-law, the Taz. In Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Hilchos Tefillah, the Mechaber says that if in the summertime you need rain, you should daven and say it in Shomei Tefillah. Says the Taz, Ra'isi L'moiri Chamizal, I saw my father-in-law, the Bach, Shekosav, Kibalti the Yesh Lizor Shalishal Chum Klal Shaloi Bismanim Afila the Shemeya Tfila. El Maratsim Batinus Vaslichas, not like the Machaber says. I have a Kabbalah that in the summer, when it's not the rainy season, you, even in Shemeya Tfila, you should not ask. What do? You make a tinus, you say slichas, but you don't say it in Shemeya Tfila. V'shamati continues the Bach, Sheshnei Gedoilim Asu Maisa, Be'esat Siris Kishamim. I'm reading from the Taz in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Beis. I saw, said the Bach, there were two great Gedolim, who in the time when there was no rain, B'moisa Cham in the summer, Lisho B'tzibr V'sein Talamater, B'shamei Atfila, V'nesav Kol Echad Al Amav Bo'isa Shah. They both died that year. V'tolu Adover, So the Bach says, you know why it happened? Because they said it in Shema Tfil, they weren't supposed to. Says his son-in-law, the Taz, Im yesh ikr l'kabozu, if this Mesorah that my father-in-law had is true, nira poshet, Shebet Tfil shel Hashatz kamar. They didn't say it in the private Shemoneh Esrei, Shemei Tefillah. They said it in public. That's what was the problem. The Lamei Tam Etrichu Klape Shmaya. Not because they bothered Hashem. The Lainimtza Dover Zed. The only source that we have of such a thing is our Gemara here in Tainus Daf Chav Dalid. Shekimach Loinenash Rava was almost punished. Al Shabikish Ksham Betamish Loi Letzarech. Can finish Rashi. The Rashi we just learned. He asked for rain when he had no need for it, just to prove to the king what he could do. Hossam, Vahainu, can appear to Rashi Hossam, Vahainu, Shaya writes to Laharis Lamar, Shayesh Lakar Lespal on this, Kamoid Isham, Abu Bamakam, Shayesh Tsoyrach Kishamim, where you need rain, Ancient Tam, Oireach Tam, Lemnoya Bakosha Shal Kishamim, Bishamayat Villa. There's no reason not to say it in Shemayat Villa. Kideisa Besim and Kufyutes, Sheshoyal Adam Tracha Bishamayat Villa. Any personal need that you have, if you need rain, you could say it in Shemayat Villa. The Chalila Shia Adam Nanishal Kacha, Chas Vashom, like my father-in-law says, that somebody should get punished because he asked for rain in the summer in Shemayat Villa. In loy shashatz masker zeh bechazores satfila zayin anachem itam shizachayti shoz nasa tfilas tzibber. That you shouldn't do. The shatz shouldn't say it. And when those two gedolim were nifter, it wasn't because they said it in Shema Tfilah. It was because they said it in Shema Tfilah barabim. But avada biyichidus, you're allowed to. So he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, why was Rava punished or almost punished? Because he asked shaloi l'tzayrach. Because he was just trying to prove to the king, that's not called a tzayrach. Is the raya from our Gemara, had they in fact needed rain during the summertime, then in the Chanami, he had a right to go and ask for rain, be yechidus in Shemei Tefillah. Continues the next Gemara. Rapapa gozer tanisiv lo asa mitra. Rain did not come. Now we're going to look at Rashi, who has the correct girsa for the next few words. And Rashi says, Hachi Garsinin, Rapos Pagazar Tanisa, Cholish Libe, he didn't feel well, he was very hungry. Toimidi, he tasted something, even though it was a tinus. Bor Rachmi, then he asked Hashem to have the rain. Veloyasa Mitra, and the rain did not come. And now we pick up the Gemara in the middle of the next line. Omele Rab Nachman Bar Ushbizati, or on the side it says Ushparti, and he explains this was the name of Rapapa's mother. So he said, Isorif Mar, if the master would have eaten pincha, a spoonful, achriti the dice of more grits, asamitra, as Rashi explains, he was making fun of them. In other words, he was saying, you know, why didn't you eat some more? You expect the rain to come, and in the middle of a tinus, you went and ate? Ichsif, he got embarrassed from this, v'cholishtaiti, and he felt bad. Ah, he felt bad? This is a rule we've had throughout the whole daf, v'asamitra, and then the rain came. And now the Gemara begins a few stories about the great tzaddik Rav Chanina ben Daisa. Rav Chanina ben Daisa have a cause of birth. He was going underway. Asa mitra, rain came. Armel Lefanov, he said, Rabbani Shalalim, Kol Olam Kulu Benachas. Everybody's indoors and not bothered by the rain. V'chanina b'tzar. And you're causing me to have tzar in the rain. Please stop the rain. Pasuk mitra, the rain stopped. Kimat Lebeis, he came to his house. Armel Lefanov, he said to Hashem, Rabbani Shalalim, Kol Olam Kulu b'tzar. All the people who have fields, who need their fields irrigated, are in tzar. There's no rain. V'chanina, I don't own any fields. So for me, if there's no rain, it's good. So you're not going to give them rain? Asa mitra. So you want it? You don't want it? Whatever Chanina ben Daisa asked for, as far as rain, he got. I'm Rabbi Yosef. My Ahanyalite Seleucid Kohen Gadol Lagabi Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was stronger in his tefillah than the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It's not. We learned the Masechta Yuma. After the Kohen Gadol came out from the Avoda in the Kachar Kadashim, he davened a small tefillah, the Beis Achitz in the outside house, which means the Heichol. What did he daven? My Matzi, Rabbanim, Ravin Bar Ado, Rav Bar Ada, Damri Tavaya, they both said, Mishmeid Rabbi Yuda, Yehi Ratzim Fanach Hashem Lekenu, Shetei Hashan Azuk Shumu Shchunah, it should be rainy and hot. The Gemara asks, Shchunah Mal, you see, you're asking Hashem it should be hot? Ada Rabbi Greusi, it's bad if it's very hot. Ella, this was the Tvil, Im Shchunah, if it's going to be hot, Geshumu Tlula, it should be full of rain and dew, because it's going to be hot and the world will need the rain and the dew. Then the Kohen Gadol continued, and don't let enter the tefillah of those who are passing by, who are on the ways. They're going to daven that there shouldn't be rain. I'm telling you, Hashem, please, there should be rain. So what do we see? The Kohen Gadol's tefillah was effective, that the Ivri Drachim were not able to bring the rain, to stop the rain. Whereas Rav Chanina ben Daisa, his kayach was greater than the Kohen Gadol. If he said, I want the rain to, I want that there should not be rain, he was successful in stopping the rain. Rav Acha Bereid, Rav Masan Mishmeid, Rav Yudah used to say that the Kohen Gadol's tefillah ended in the following way. Loi Ya'adi Avet Shultim in the Beis Yudah. There should not pass the power of the monarchy from the Beis Yudah. As we know, Lo Yasser Shevet Mehuda V'chaykim Bein Raglov, that the Nasi in Bavel should continue. V'al Yehi Amcha Yisrael Tzrichin L'sparnes Zeh Mizeh V'loi La'am Acher. And your nation Yisrael should not require that one person needs to help the other as far as Parnassa goes, and they should not need Parnassa Me'am Acher. We will continue the stories of Rav Chanina ben Daisa in tomorrow's shir.
Rather Parnassa from where?
Where should they get it from?
From Hashem.
From Hashem, direct, yeah.
We started in Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah. Yeah.